I'm Phil Neu with a look at Southwestern Wisconsin sports. First of all, the top story, the Richland Center Ithaca cross-country boys team won a conference title, first cross-country conference title for a Richland Center high school team in 50 years. Of course, now joined with Ithaca, the RCI runners had an incredible race. Individual first team all-conference winners were Owen Dreyer, who was the overall champion of the conference, having an amazing time last night with a 15:53. Also, Clayton Lee was a first-team all-conference runner. He finished third with a time of 16:21, and Ryan Stadler was a fifth-place runner with a time of 16:30. Individual second-team all-conference honors for RCI were Robert Budden, Sam Jones, and Pearl Fretz. Individual honorable mention all-conference winners included Grace Fretz. So congratulations to the Richland Center Ithaca runners at last night's conference meet held at Platteville. River Valley was the sixth place team. Nathan Hamilton, their fastest runner, finishing 11th. Carl Fair was 30th as well for the Blackhawks at Platteville. The top overall girls team was Lancaster and Maddie Driscoll, the fastest runner in the meet. It was River Valley finishing 4th as a team. Molly Mass with a 4th place finish, a time of 20:26. Aubrey Anlicker in the top 20 with a 16th place finish, and Richland Center Ithaca, a 5th place team. Pearl Fretz, the fastest runner. Ava Martin was 29th overall. Rachel Waterfall, 30th, and Lacey Allball, 32nd. In other conference action at DeSoto, Kickable Lafarge won the Ridge and Valley Conference meet. Landon Turgeson, the fastest Kickable Lafarge runner, 2nd in the meet with a time of 20:05. Sam Noble won the meet with a first place finish for North Crawford. Also in the girls' results from yesterday, the top team was River Ridge with their first place runner, Alex Van Bustel, and Kickable Lafarge finished 3rd. Colby Andelsek was 6th. Kendall Andelsek, 7th, Katie Rando, 9th in the meet held at DeSoto. At the SWAL Conference cross-country meet, Fenimore was the top boys team. Bobby Schmidt, their fastest runner, 2nd overall. Boscobel finished 2nd with Bodie Bright taking 1st in a time of 17:20. Kipton Brown, also in the first team, finishing 5th. Carter Molzoff and Tyler Miller finished in the top 20 for the Boscobel runners. Riverdale, 8th overall as a team. Wyatt Schramm, their fastest runner, with a 30th place finish. Clark Jolson, 45th. Kalen Williams, 49th, and Dylan Topper, 51st. And at the SWAL girls competition, Darlington first place team, Adelie Burgett was the first place runner with a time of 19:07. Also, Riverdale was 4th. Melody Williamson, their fastest runner, finishing 14th, a time of 21:28. Mallory Meese was 19th. Olivia Meese, 20th. Millie Schneider, 31st. And Kaylee Carter, 39th. The Boscobel girls team finished 6th. Maddie Kinnett, their fastest runner, finishing 23rd. Nakia Stitzer was 24th. Hannah Dilley, 30th. And Aubrey Seep, 32nd in cross-country action. That was hosted by Cuba City yesterday. The Richland Center girls volleyball team survived a 4-set win over Lancaster on Thursday night during the final regular season match. The scores were 25-15 Richland Center. Lancaster won the 2nd set 25-22 before the Hornets won the next two by finals of 29-27 and 26-24. With the win, Richland Center improved to 7-3 and finished 2nd in the Southwest Conference. Lancaster ended the regular campaign at 3-7. It was senior night, and the team honored the leadership of that group. Pre-match recognition was given to Tatum Razick, Rainey Walsh, Danica Pauls, Taylor Wirtz, Ella Cairns, and Abigail Williams. Danica Pauls had 18 kills and 3 aces to lead the Hornets last night. Ella V. Weiss added 11 kills and 2 blocks for the Hornets. The Richland Center JV1 team and JV2 teams both swept the Arrows in the early matches. Following the 4-set varsity win, Richland Center now prepares for the WIAA tournament. The Hornets will play the winner of the Nakusa-Westby first-round match. That one in Richland Center coming up next Thursday. Lancaster will face New Glarus at home on Tuesday. Tuesday night. In other volleyball play from last night, River Valley swept Dodgeville. Also, Platteville 3-0 over Prairie du Chien. Ithaca got by North Crawford 3-2 in the Ridge and Valley. Wazika Steuben over Kickapoo 3-0. And it was Mineral Point sweeping Riverdale. Cuba City by sweep over Boscobel. Southwestern beat Fenimore 3-1. Darlington 3-0 over Iowa Grant. Hillsboro in 4 over Bangor. Luther swept Viroqua. It was Royal 3-0 over Nisida. Cashton 3-1 winners against Brookwood. Waniwak Center swept New Lisbon as well. And the Dells over Westfield 3-0. Boys soccer, River Valley 5-2 over Richland Center on the final regular season matchup of the year. Both teams enter WIAA tournament play next week. Sauk Prairie 2-0 over Oregon. And Wisconsin Dells 11-3 over Adams Friendship. This is the 9th week of the high school football season, and teams are jockeying for positions and fighting for WIAA playoff berths. The reveal show will be shown tomorrow statewide. Richland Center feels they're probably in the playoffs, but to make sure that happens, they would need a win over Prairie du Chien tonight. I talked to Coach Andy Troxel as his team wraps up the regular season, and he's highlighting his seniors today.
This has been a crew that's been with us for a long time, you know, playing varsity ball. I remember when they were sophomores, a lot of them played at the varsity level just because we needed them to step up when they were young. So they were robbed of some of that development, you know, when they were younger. So it's been 3 years of working with these kids. And so regardless of when this story comes to an end, it's going to be really hard to say goodbye to these guys. You know, I mean, you've got Jake Shlom. I mean, he's got a fire in his belly. He's got heart and soul, you know, just loves to be around the game. You know, we'll miss that. You know, Devin Harris, you know, he's a little bit of a jokester, right? But he stepped up where we need him this year as a center. Cruz Salazar, you know, he is maybe a little bit undersized, but he plays like he's a 6'3 offensive guard. He gives us everything that he's got. Ethan Bindle is super, super strong and very competitive and has really kind of come into his own this year as a guard. Sean Kolsch is new to football, and he's really gravitated towards just our program. You know, he's finding his niche and having fun. Duncan Harper, guy has got lightning speed, you know, and is one of, I think, the best defensive backs in the SWC. You know, and then you've got Brenton Baker. That kid will fight until the last whistle, and he will hit you as hard as he can. I'm not afraid of anything. Abe Bosworth, a right tackle. I say one of the best offensive tackles I've ever had the chance to coach, you know, and so he does a wonderful job in that right side of the line. Liam Fingerson, kid's got heart and soul, has battled through adversity, you know, and just one heck of a foot on that kid, whether he's kicking or punting, you know. And then Brady Dosh. I mean, Brady has had an exceptional year across the board, offensively and defensively. So just the heart and soul and the leadership that kid has showed over the last few years is going to be a tough one to replace, you know, as we kind of wrap up this 25 campaign.
Prairie du Chien and Richland Center can be heard tonight, our game of the week, on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Elsewhere in the conference, Lancaster at New Glarus, Platteville at Broadhead Judah, Dodgeville is at River Valley. The Blackhawks are trying to stay in first place. Here's Coach Tyler McLean.
You know, you look at their record and you might think to yourself, you know, this is a team that's kind of in the dumps, but, you know, watching them on film and kind of looking at their box scores, like, they're a team that's fighting and getting better every single week. You know, they don't really have that opportunity to go play in the playoffs, so there's going to be some seniors on their team that are going to be playing their last ever football game. So I think they're going to come with a lot of energy and, you know, being ready to kind of ruin our Friday night, in a sense. So we've been kind of preparing that with our boys the entire week, that we can't be looking at the record. We can't be looking at the past, pretty much. We really got to try to stay as focused as we can on Friday night and execute at a really high level.
In the Scenic Bluffs Conference, Cashton at Royal, Brookwood at Nisida, Hillsboro at Bangor, Ithaca at New Lisbon. The Bulldogs looking to better their playoff chances or seeding if they can win tonight against the Rockets. Here is co-head coach David Klang.
New Lisbon likes to throw the ball a lot. I mean, I know they haven't had a ton of success with what they've been doing this year, but just that fact that they like to kind of just get out there and kind of wing the ball, you never know what happens, especially if we miss a coverage or something like that, that they could definitely score and make some big plays. So that's always kind of one thing that we got to watch out with these guys in particular, just because of how much they want to try to throw the ball and kind of do some different things that we haven't been used to the last couple weeks.
Co-head coach David Klang of Ithaca in the Six Rivers. Boscobel is at Waseca, Steuben, Seneca, Potosi, Cassville at Blackhawk Warren, and Riverdale travels to Iowa Grant. Here is Riverdale coach Jeff Johnson.
Tremendous passing attack. They got one of the top quarterbacks in the state, one of the top receivers in the state, and they're chucking the ball around probably as much as anybody else that we've seen this year.
And when you play there, is there anything on the line? I mean, any outside hope of playoffs for Riverdale?
Yeah, we've been talking about that. You try to be careful what you say and how you say it. But there's a chance. There's a really good chance statistically and record-wise and who beat who and what divisions we're in. But it also comes down to some teams from outside our area, too. Like 100 miles away, we might rely on a team to upset somebody else or make sure this team does their job.
Our pregame time begins at 6:35 tonight, and then our featured game, Prairie du Chien at Richland Center. Elsewhere, tomorrow, 8-player WIAA first-round playoff games, North Crawford at Highland and DeSoto at Belmont. Bowling scores from the All-Star League, Culligan Water Store with a 28-41 series, Jones Collision Center at 28-32, Turbo's Bar and Grill at 27-57. High game honors, Culligan Water Store 10-22, Jones Collision Center a 1,008, Pioneer Print Company a 962. High series, Greg Shep 741, 153 over average, Steve Olson 117 over average with a 726. Jordan Slaney had a 706. 157 over average. High game honors, Jordan Slaney 95 over average, a 278, Steve Olson a 268, and Trayton Shep a 257. George McConkie bowled a 488, 98 over average. Way to go, George, in the All-Star Bowling League. And from Coffee Clutch action, Spare Parts had an 1871 yesterday, Holy Rollers 1841, Three Aces 1822. Holy Rollers a 649, Three Aces 647, Spare Parts 634. Individual high series, Colleen Schrader of 518, Marsha Mahatka of 496, Marlene Gary of 468, Colleen Schrader at 212, Marsha Mahatka 188, Judy Shireman at 174. Lots of split pickups, Judy Adrian, Deanne Kepler, Irene Klatstovy, Colleen Schrader, Tammy Schwingel, and Patty Lebanski all picked up the 310, Judy Skelly the 27, and Judy Shireman the 56 in Coffee Clutch Bowling.